With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. One of the bill's sponsors says it's an effort to get more people involved in local emergency responder units. U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin of Wisconsin was among two Democrats and three Republicans introducing legislation to provide affordable housing opportunities for volunteer firefighters and first responders in order to help recruit and retain more volunteers, particularly in rural and underserved communities. Baldwin says there's a critical need to get more firefighters, EMTs, and other first responders in rural areas where 90% of departments are staffed in part or in total by volunteers.
I have heard all around the state from department chiefs and others saying that recruiting and retaining volunteer firefighters is really challenging right now. And many communities are finding it difficult to meet their staffing needs, and particularly finding it challenging to attract younger volunteers.
She says the Volunteer First Responder Housing Act would expand eligibility for qualified volunteer first responders to participate in certain federal housing assistance programs and provide a greater incentive for more volunteers to stay and continue to serve their communities.
Sometimes housing is out of reach price-wise and for people who would like to be volunteers in their community.
Emergency responders would be eligible for a single-family housing guaranteed loan program. It assists approved lenders in providing loans to low- and moderate-income households to build, rehabilitate, or improve a home in eligible rural areas. It also makes volunteer emergency responders eligible to participate in the Good Neighbor Next Door sales program. The existing program gives law enforcement officers, teachers, firefighters, and emergency medical technicians a 50% discount from the list price of a home located in a revitalization area. The public is invited Saturday to hear about a years-long effort to preserve an Upper Peninsula waterfall and forest for generations to come. Wildcat Falls near Watersmeet was once protected as part of the Ottawa National Forest. This parcel was lost as a national forest holding, but today Wildcat Falls and surrounding old growth forest is in the process of becoming a 160-acre community forest. Ken Kroll has an update.
Northwoods Alliance Conservation Organization spearheaded the 10-year effort to keep the property in public hands. Joe Hovell of the Alliance will discuss the Wildcat Falls Community Forest Project. He says the talk is called Tenacity Creates Opportunity.
The presentation is going to give the history of the project, and it's going to include our initial objection to the Forest Service treating away the property and the whole administrative and legal process that we went through, and amazingly, the opportunity that this long, persevering battle that we were involved in had created for us.
Hubbell says he will show the timeline of the project and what is in the works. He says if the parcel had not been preserved, much would have been lost.
When you can combine old growth hemlock, cedar, white pine, and hardwoods, and 25-foot waterfall on a trout stream, magnificent rock mounds and outcrops with forming canyon walls, ponds, feeder streams with all the wildlife and the incredible native plant diversity.
He says this type of environment can be found in other places in the UP, but rarely in one parcel. He says they've raised about $80,000 from local donations and foundations, but need to raise about $68,000 more to complete the project. Hovell will speak Saturday, December 14th at 1 p.m. at the Walter Olson Library in Eagle River. More information is at the Northwood Alliance website, northwoodalliance.org. Ken Kroll, WXPR News.
A Phillips native will be the new leader of the DNR's Woodruff Warden Team. Conservation Warden Chris Bartelt has been promoted to lead the Woodruff Warden Team and will leave his Oneida County post. Bartelt joined the Warden Team in September of 2017 after serving as a forest ranger at the Northern Highland American Legion State Forest. He says in his supervisory role, he wants to address concerns specific to this region.
So it's very localized in that sense because the Woodruff team up here in Oneida, Vilas, and Iron counties, we have very different needs and concerns for the public than, say, a team down in La Crosse or maybe Madison. So managing that stuff to make sure all of our customers' needs are met.
Bartelt says he'll be in the field in the short term as there are a number of vacancies that haven't been filled. Bartelt will succeed DNR Conservation Warden Dave Walls, who is retiring from the DNR. Bob Egan, who helped steer the ship of business development in Vilas County for the past 8 years, got a standing ovation at the Vilas County Economic Development Corporation's annual meeting in Lac des Flambeaux on Friday. Egan is stepping down as executive director of the nonprofit corporation, with Kathy Schmitz taking over those duties. She most recently served as executive director of the Medical Society of Milwaukee County and Medical Society of Milwaukee Foundation. Speakers at the annual meeting focused on the message that with broadband internet service, people can live in a beautiful rural area and still conduct business in far-flung areas such as overseas, as well as Los Angeles or New York. The vital role of partnerships was also highlighted. For example, in collaboration with the EDC, Nicolet College offers an evening entrepreneurial training class where students learn to start and maintain a small business. More than 100 students have graduated from the class over the last 7 years. An online survey finds 9 of the 10 drunkest cities in the country are located in Wisconsin, including the top 4. The website 24/7 Wall Street used the percentage of adults drinking excessively, the percentage of driving deaths involving alcohol, the number of premature deaths, and the median household income. Appleton, Oshkosh, Green Bay, and Madison are the top 4 in that order. Fargo, North Dakota is the only city in the top 10 not located in the Badger State. Eau Claire has the second highest concentration of bars in the U.S., and almost half of the driving deaths in Green Bay involve the use of alcohol. Our forecast includes a winter storm warning for Iron and Gogebic counties until 6 o'clock this evening. A winter weather advisory is in effect for Vilas, Oneida, and Lincoln counties, with snow expected in those areas, temperatures falling to about 17 degrees during the day and gusty winds. Tonight, a chance of snow with scattered flurries, mostly cloudy, a low of 1 below. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and cold with a high near 7. For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.